Thank you and good morning. I hope you enjoyed the last few days of respite we had from the heavy winter rains because the Weather Service has more high winds and rain in the forecast. Roads and highways across the county have taken a pounding, and the next round of rain is not expected to help. Highway 1 at Leggett remains closed. Highway 96 has one-way controlled traffic at the Siskiyou County line, and Highway 299 remains impacted by two December slides that led to controlled traffic in Trinity County. Dozens of county roads, particularly in the Eel River Valley and southern Humboldt, have been hit hard, and you'll find restrictions, closures, or rough conditions in many places, including Alder Point Road, Benbow Drive, Eel River Drive, and Matole Road. The forecast is for very heavy rain today, with winds up to 60 miles per hour at elevation. Flooding of streams and creeks and low-lying areas is expected. The rain will last through the weekend. State Senator Mike McGuire will talk about Highway 299 at a community meeting scheduled for tomorrow night in Burnt Ranch. That's the location of the slide that has closed down through traffic to Shasta County, and Caltrans, which will send representatives to that meeting, continues to work to clear the roadway. More than 50 trucks have been brought in to haul away the soil, and more than 560 loads are being hauled each day. The work to stabilize the hillside is ongoing, and 299 is open to local traffic during the morning and evening commute hours, but there is no scheduled opening for through traffic. State Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would use the tax revenue from new vehicle sales, about $3 billion per year, and which currently goes directly into the general fund, as the primary source of funding for roads and infrastructure projects. Another $1.1 billion would be diverted from truck weight fees that are currently used to pay off past transportation loans, and another $500 million from vehicle insurance funds would be used as well. The infrastructure plan differs from the governor's plan that would include raising gas taxes and increasing vehicle registration fees. The Republican plan relies on money already generated without having to increase taxes. Also in Sacramento, Democratic Assemblymember Anthony Portantino has introduced a bill that would prohibit public middle schools and high schools from starting classes before 8:30 in the morning. Portantino refers to studies from the American Academy of Pediatrics that show that later school start times increase attendance, GPAs, and test scores because students get more rest overnight. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has scheduled an autopsy on the body of a transient man who was found near the Ryan Slough Bridge over the weekend. A passerby reported on Saturday afternoon that the body of 63-year-old Sam Whitney was found lying in the stream, and his body was recovered from under the bridge. Whitney is known to law enforcement as a transient, and by all accounts had typically lived under the bridge. Foul play is not suspected as a factor in Whitney's death.
Thank you, Jordan. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced the hiring of Deputy District Attorney Tobias Hasler, restoring last year's staffing level of 17 full-time employees. Hasler is a graduate of UC Santa Cruz and Tulane University Law School, and he has worked with the Santa Barbara County DA's Office and Santa Barbara Superior Court. Hasler will be assigned to general misdemeanor caseloads. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Board of Commissioners for the Harbor District meets tomorrow night, they will swear in the newest member, Stephen Coleman, appointed last week to serve out the remainder of Mike Wilson's term for the 3rd District. Once Coleman is in place, the Harbor Board will hear two presentations, and one will deal with the in-house dredging operations on the bay. Supervisor Mike Wilson spoke about the issue on his first appearance on Talk Shop and said that there are several factors at play when it comes to dredging, and a key issue is one of cost.
Anything that you do to do more dredging in those areas will require disposal options. That's the pinch point on this every single time. It's not sucking it out, you know, with the dredge. We have a dredge, you know, and it's operational and it's ready to go. It's just the permitting and where you're going to put the dredge spoils, and can you do it in a way that's cost effective?
Wilson said that there are generally two methods used in dredging, pumping it into barges and then out to sea, and pumping it on land, in this case the Samoa Peninsula, and then managing that spoil.
And that is generally done where you, you know, basically a suction dredge that then pipes that material with a significant amount of water to either the last time onshore at the beach and then allowed to roll into the surf, or you put it on land someplace, then you manage those materials. And that's probably, that second option is probably where the district will probably be going now.
You can listen to the county's newest supervisor, Mike Wilson, on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.